Black Compass, Black Compass Media, back live with another one. Shout out to everybody that's out there right now. Everybody's going to hear this. The people that are tuned in, the whole society and things like that, all right? So first and foremost, I need everybody to share the stream. Understand what's going on, man. Black Compass Media, this is where we go. We talk about hip-hop. We focus on battle rap, you know what I mean? Back to the essence of things, you know what I mean? And one of the things we like to do up here is we like to get the pregame before we get into the big cards and all that, all right? So for those of you who are not in the know, you know what I'm saying? I want to tell y'all about a card that's coming up. It's very important. This is October 23rd, and that's actually kind of special because it's my sister's birthday. So shout out to my sister, you know what I mean? And she's actually a fan of this, so, you know, that'd be kind of cool if she tunes in. But we got Deep Waters, all right? Deep Waters. I need y'all to understand this card is probably one of the biggest cards to happen in Massachusetts. This is the card, Chilla Jones versus Excel, the top of the card. You got Rum Nitty and City Towers, Gutter versus Danny Myers, B Magic, D White, Chef Trez, Tom Nixon, Kid Chaos is outside, Bricks Bellevue is outside, Javelli the King, shout out to Javelli, that's my man. You know what I mean? Pressure's outside. But one matchup that I'm very much intrigued by, because right now you have what I would consider one of the foremost legends, you know, in battle rap, you know what I'm saying? That's including everybody, you know what I'm saying? And then you have a lady I feel like who has been doing her goddamn thing, and I see a lot of great qualities in her for what she's able to bring to the table. This is 40 Bars in Chirac, so we're going to get right into it. Before we get to anything, though, hit us up, Black Compass Media, Black Compass BCM on Twitter. And I will have a link out there for fans to be able to chime in and voice some opinions and things of that nature, all right? So what I'm going to do is bring on the ladies just one at a time and, you know, just to get the feel and everything. I know what I said in the behind the scenes, but I'm actually going to do it a little bit different. So let's order up a little bit different. I'm going to start with the new Jack. Yeah, I'm going to start with the newer Jack, I should say, all right? And shout out to her because she's been doing her goddamn numbers, and I want y'all to go back and check out some of the work. If y'all have been under a rock and all that, she battled C3. She battled Shanito. Kill him, by the way. That was nasty work. You know what I'm saying? And she's been able to do her goddamn thing, and I want y'all to really, really understand where she's coming from and stuff like that as we talk about this battle. But without further ado, we got Springfield, Mass's own Chirac, what's going on?
What's good? What's popping?
Life is good. How you feeling? Oh, hold up. Oh, this ain't Chi time. Introduce yourself to the people. What's up? Talk to the people.
Oh, my God. For those who don't know, it's Chirac, first lady of DWI, Springfield, Mass shit. You already know. You about to see me in the Chrome 23 tournament, all of that. So get used to me because I'm here to stay.
Uh-huh. She's outside. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to you. Appreciate it. And her opponent on Deep Waters is one of the foremost legends out here. She's been doing her goddamn thing. Got a lot of win against some of y'all favorite men, too. Yup. I was there that year. She beat PC, Big T. And who else was that year? It was a couple of niggas that year that got clipped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's been doing this for a while, putting on, man, always putting on for Boston and things like that, man. We got to introduce the incomparable Miss 40 Bars. What's going on?
Hey, what's up with you? Sorry. What's up with y'all?
Life is good. 40, what up? Talk to the people. Talk to them.
What's up? Sorry, uh-huh. I'm looking a little chopped, but y'all know what time it is. I'm in battle mode. Like, I got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Shout out to Chilla. He got me on his card. Headlining in the city as I should be. The Queen's outside. Y'all know what time it is.
Okay. Outside things. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Chirac back here. And I'm going to get in my place right here. And I'm going to start this off real nice, because this card right here is important. I ain't going to front. Like to me, the trinity of Massachusetts battle rap is Excel, Chilla Jones, and 40 Bars. Chirac, you battling a legend, an absolute legend in the game. I saw what you was able to do against C3. Do you feel like going into this, what does it mean to you to be on a card of this magnitude going up against 40 Bars? Let's start there.
What does it mean to me? It means everything. Like, I'm a big fan of 40. I feel like any female in battle rap, if you're not a fan of 40, then you capping. But, you know, for me to be taking somebody like her this early in my career, is, you know, for a lot of people think it's crazy, but I got to do what I got to do. And there's just certain people that, you know, got to get it popping with.
Okay. And 40, you talk about headlining the city and all that. And, you know, I understand your status. I understand your legacy and what you've been able to do. You battle up against somebody who I feel like is young, hungry. She's working. You know what I'm saying? And she's trying to make a name for herself. Would it be fair for me to say that the pressure is on you? You are the veteran. You're the one that's coming in there with the big name and all of that. What's up? And tell me, why am I wrong if I say that?
Nah. Respectfully, it's not to be cocky. And like I said, and shout out to Chirac too. I appreciate her showing me love and shit like that. I met her at C3 when she battled C3, and I seen her in person. Her and 3 did their thing. I told her I think she's fire. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do our thing. We're going to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I don't necessarily, I mean, I have to come do my thing, because it's always harder when you're like the veteran in the situation. And like you said, you have someone who's probably more hungrier than you for the set situation. You know what I mean? So I have to make sure that I'm clearly the dominant figure in the situation if I want people to respect the win. If it's debatable, then they'll give it to her, because they'll say that she shouldn't have been able to get that close to me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely on that side of things, yes. On the flip side of things, no, I just have to kind of come and do what I do, and she kind of has to beat 40 bars. Like, I don't have to beat Chirac. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to beat her. You don't feel like you have to beat her.
And I'm just talking like on the flip side of things, you know what I mean? Like, right. I don't have to beat her. She has to come and beat me. You know what I'm saying? I need to show up and be myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she has to come and beat me. Like, okay. On a challenger type of situation. Not like on no cocky extra shit, but like real right. shit. Like, she is the challenger, kind of, so to speak, because she's the newer person here. You know what I mean? So,
definitely.
Yeah. So that's
I get it.
But I also understand, like I said too, I can't go in there and play around with her either, because if it's even debatable, niggas are gonna give it to her, because they're gonna feel like, yo, you've been doing this for so long, she's new, you shouldn't have let it be that close. So I also understand how important it is for it not to be a debatable situation.
Okay. And Chirac, you feel a similar way, like people are gonna make it be, all you gotta do is get close. Is that how you feel going into this battle?
First of all, it's 40. Like, certain people that just, you know, their fan base and shit is just crazy. It's just something that you...
Oh, they in here too. Damn.
This Team is 40 bars.
40. 40
bars in Boston, my nigga. So, you know, that's a lot to think about. This is 40 bars in Boston. So, that's, you feel me? It's a lot of shoes to fill. Like, so I'm definitely not taking this shit light whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, and Chirac, a question to you, because you mentioned you got the tournament coming up. I seen you making waves, Wild Apache, you know what I'm saying, the digit thing. I mentioned Shawnito, shout out to wherever that brother is, soul floating somewhere. But
yeah,
do you feel like you have to bring something different that we haven't seen yet, that fans of yours haven't seen, in order to really get this win against 40?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely absolutely got to come with it. This is a 3-rounder, so it's more I could do, period. And, yeah, like, I definitely got to do more. I definitely got to, like, I don't like to try to be like the person I'm battling, but I do, like, you know, take the shit that I'm good at and try to, like, you know, capitalize on that. I'm not trying to, like, you can't try to outbar somebody, but you gotta try to like shine in what you shine in. So for me, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm trying to bring what I could do to another level.
Okay. 40. Lyricism is your sauce, right? Like that. 40 bars, right? Like,
okay. Right? Okay. I see.
Bitches see always respect real
makes
shit.
Sense.
Yeah,
sense.
Yeah, you see, yeah, yeah. I like how she's doing this. I do.
That's how you're supposed to approach them the same way. Like, you're supposed to approach things. You're supposed to be your best self. You know what I'm saying? You take acknowledgement of what your opponent's bringing to the situation, but you got to bring what you bring to the table. I'm not super performer or fucking super punch. I do what I do, and I'm at I perform at the level that I do, because you know, I'm good in my lane. So now I respect that. That's how you're supposed to approach the situation.
It, 40, your focus is bars. Bitches always respect real shit, right? 40 yeah. bars. Lyrically, you've been able to set the pace, I feel like, especially with the, not just the ladies, but with battle rap in general. Assessment-wise, when you watching her work against C3 and you studying the game tapes, do you feel like what she brings to the table can compete with you lyrically?
No.
Flat out. She's not on the level.
No. But like I said, she's good. And she's new. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's not a slight to her. That's just like me being 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is what it is. Like, no. But that doesn't mean I don't think she's good. That doesn't mean I don't feel like she doesn't have potential, or she can't potentially rise to the occasion and beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not that. Like, no, nah, I don't sleep on anybody. So it's not that. But I've been doing this for upwards of 11 plus years. Like, no, I do not feel like she's on my level yet. No.
Chirac.
I like that. That though, because, you know, give me some damn time. I'm working, you feel me? I'm still working, I'm still elevating and shit. So you feel me? And the thing I love about 40, you know, I'm kind of curious as to what the fuck she about to say, Mimi. And not only that, you don't know really what 40 you're gonna get. So I don't know how she coming.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I will tell you this. I will tell you this, and I normally don't play my hand before a battle, right? I will tell you this. I've gotten so many inboxes in regards to our battle. I haven't got these many inboxes probably since like my first couple battles in Queen of the Ring.
What the inbox is saying, 40. Yep.
I don't know. I'm gonna say, I promise you, and everybody knows me, I don't lie to kick it, right? I don't know who you don't fuck with in your neck of the woods, or who might just be like, because sometimes like haters come out the woodwork. That's just how this is. You know what I'm saying? People you might have gotten a fight with in fucking elementary school. I'm like, but that's how this goes. And they're on it. So it's not like hey, intel. What's going on? Hey, do you need anything? Hey, I can help you with this. Hey, do you want okay. You making it easy.
Hold on. I think she might have broken up a little bit. Chirac, go
ahead. I'm sorry.
I hear her.
I'm getting text through my phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can you hear her now, Chirac?
I think she's frozen.
I think she may be frozen. All right. Hold on. Chirac, come back. That last comment might have got her. It might have got her. Chirac, leave and come back. You frozen right now. All right. Share the stream and everything. So what, before you saying that once the battle was booked with her, you starting to get intel?
I've been getting some friendly requests and you know what? Battle rap is such a funny place. You know what I mean? And you learn how funny it is when you get involved in it. So,
wow.
I will say this. Chirac is from two and a half hours away from Boston, right?
Sure. Springfield, right?
It's from Springfield, right. So it's not Boston. So it's like 2.5 hours away. So we don't have the same friends. Like, we don't parlay in the same circles. It's not like that type of party, right?
Right.
But Massachusetts is still a very small state. You know what I mean? And I guess I'm just gonna come around.
Okay. I think we got Chirac back. Chirac.
I'm just gonna come around.
Yup. You we can't hear you. We can't hear you at all. Can't hear you. I don't know. Maybe leave and come back. Leave the stream and click back on and come back. Yep. Nah, we can't hear her. Why are they dropping dolphins in the chat? What is that about? What is that? What does the dolphins mean, guys? What are you doing?
Can't see the chat. Team 40, if you guys are in there, I love you.
Team 40's bugging out right now. I'm not, Team 40,
I love you guys. I'm not in fucking, I'm through the app, through the StreamYard. I'm not on caffeine, so I can't see what you guys are saying, but I love you.
Right. They dropped.
I'm trying to go on my computer. That's what's taking me a second, but it was just doing just whatever.
Now, you said, how often do people send you, when you get booked for a battle, how often do you get intel?
Not that often. It's probably, I can count how many times it's probably happened, like maybe like 4 times, you know what I mean? It's not like something that happens all the time. And then sometimes you have like people who just like, just be talking to talk. But, and the crazy thing, it's not necessarily a lot of intel. It's just like a lot of like, if you need intel, you know what I mean? Like, hey, it's just like, okay. Okay.
Now they dropping sharks in here, I guess, right? Shark Tank.
Those are sharks for Shark Tank. When you said dolphins, you had me in tears.
Yeah, I'm like, well, no, these are dolphins.
Oh, but
I guess, you know, shout out to Shark Tank. Like, I don't know, what is the Shark Tank? Is that the Battle League out there? What's up?
Yeah, that's Chilla's League, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Perfect. Shout out to Chilla Jones. Now I guess before we get Chirac in again, hold on. Looks like she's actually back. Hold up. Chirac.
Yes.
Yes, you are back, but your camera is not horizontal. Can you please
hold on.
Adjust that for me? All right. There we go.
There we go.
All right, so we good. So she said that she got some intel. She said once the battle got booked, she got intel on you. What'd you think about that?
Oh, bro, I cannot stand you.
I can't believe, it's so funny, but, you know, there's plenty of haters. Springfield haters is real. Now, for people watching this right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, oh, yeah. Y'all hear this shit, right? Like, people from Springfield, she says she got mad inboxes. This woman been battle rapping for 10 years. She says she never got so many inboxes. You see the hate? Yeah. The hate is real.
Why do you think it's like that? Do you think it's because it's 40 or you think it's something you did? What's up?
I'm the only bitch in Springfield doing what I do. Like, bitches is mad.
They did it to me with the New York girls when I started battling in New York. I was the only girl from Boston. You got girls like
right. You
DMing fucking like, oh yeah, I know for like what, bitch? Like,
so I'm learning something about Massachusetts.
In Springfield, you gonna try to fuck up the one person that get a little bit of sign, but it's all good. We still gonna rap. We still.
I take that shit with a grain of salt. Like, I've been doing it so long. Like, I'm not really. Everybody knows me. I approach battles how
I respect you for that. Though. I respect you for putting me on. You feel me? Because
the shit, the shit to me is just kind of like
that.
Like, I just told Tony, but that's probably happened to me in the course of my career. Maybe like 4 times, I done got different people done DM'd me shit about people. You know what I mean? So it's not every single time, but it's happened. But I was like, oh, okay, it's a couple of y'all. Okay. And it's not even so much, and like I said, to keep it a buck, it's not even so much as intel. It's like, hey, if you need intel, hit me up type shit. And I'm just like, I'm not, would you want me to call you on Facebook Messenger? I'm not doing that because I don't. And then I'll be thinking in my head, like,
it's 40 bars. It's 40 bars. It's okay. She could battle me without it, like, relax. The fuck?
Yeah,
bro, I'm not here. That shit's so cool. But
I typically save the extra shit for extra situations. I really don't be on. I'm just gonna come right. Like, so if I come have a good time, I'm gonna rap and do my thing. I'm gonna win, but I'm gonna do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pissed me off. But you know, I didn't come to the face off to argue. Y'all scream. I don't know if people was expecting that, but this is me. When I get in that fucking ring, she's a fucking op. Okay?
Wait a second. Yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I saw this. Talk.
You know without PP.
Talk.
Yeah, you know.
Getting that ring, she an op. But right now, you know, I'm still a little bit halfway in fan mode and shit. I'm in a face off with 40 bars. That's fucking up. Yeah.
Now we definitely gonna have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna put on for the state. You know what I'm saying?
Let's definitely put on for Mass. It's awesome.
We the headliners on a card, on a heavily male dominated card. You understand what I'm saying? Facts. Make sure you thank me when this is over.
I didn't even look at it like that. That's crazy. A fact.
Y'all at the top of the card.
Yeah,
Chirac, do you feel like this performance that you about to give us against 40 Bars is gonna, you know, because I'm gonna be honest here, right? We all mm-hmm. cool. You're very talented. I look at the card. I look at you're ahead of Chilla Jones, Excel, Rum Nitty, Danny Myers, uh-huh. B-Magic.
Is this performance Chef Trez?
Is this performance going to justify your position on this card, regardless of if 40 was there?
Yeah, it absolutely has to. You feel me? I've been putting in work for this. I definitely don't want to go up there and have people look at it like, you know, this is a big, you know, opportunity for me at the end of the day still. Because right. I'm new. I'm not one of these bitches that been out for 10 years and, you know, now I'm battling. Y'all still don't know my name. Like, no, I'm new as fuck. And this is crazy for me. So, yeah, I'm going to go out there and do my fucking thing for sure.
Right on. Right. Now, as a veteran, 40, these types of matchups, right, with somebody with so much potential, you know, you see it. You saw it when she battled C3. You know, you see it in the work and stuff like that. New and upcoming and hungry and definitely trying to make a name for herself off of you. Does that get you more excited, or is it the legend tier battles that get you more sort of amped up? Like, or is it just a different type of excitement, would you say?
Probably a different type of set. Like, and not to slight her, like for me, everybody knows I look at battles as like another day at the office, right? But as far as the excitement that comes from it, like, okay, I'm anticipating it, like, okay, like we about to get busy, like that comes from, again, like me holding it down for my legacy, and two, like kind of like, yeah, I gotta kind of remind the, you know, the up and comers, not yet, you know what I'm saying? Like that. You know, so that's how I come into battles with when I battle up and comers, like even with these face offs and stuff like that. Like my lit face offs are typically with people who have struck a nerve with me some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't just jump out the window and try to violate people. I have fun. I troll. I talk shit because that's who I am. I talk shit, but it's different. Like because I can't sit here and be like, oh, you ain't did this. It's clear. You're new. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's different if you was one of the older girls and I could be like, yo, you ain't did this. I did this. It's not all that I can do on here because you're new. Everybody knows you're still a rookie. This is a vet versus rookie situation. So niggas know she's coming to do her thing. 40's coming to do her thing. It's not really, I can get up here and be like, oh, you should have been here. Bet you never made this much money. I bet you I never did it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of like,
yeah,
we're gonna come do our thing. You know what I mean? That's how I'm looking at it. That's how I approach the situation. So plus we putting on for Mass. You know what I'm saying? This is the biggest card that Chilla's ever had. It's probably one of the outside of like probably one of the fucking what are the King of the Dark cards called? Like the Mass cards that they be having and whatever.
Yeah. The Massacre.
Massacre cards, like outside of that, this is probably the biggest card in fucking Massachusetts, like battle rap history. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big deal. And people might be familiar with some of the cards on the names on the other side of the card. You might not be, but this is a dope opportunity to get familiar with a lot of these people. It's like fresh New England talent. Some of them are talent who've been here for a while, like City Towers and Rum Nitty is going to be a five battle. Like I know that for a fact. You know what I'm saying? Just because of like this, it's a lot. Chilla and XL, like, come on, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the card's super dope, and I'm glad that we're gonna be putting on for the females, especially, I said, this magnitude. It's not like it's not no shabby card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Heavy hitter. So this is a good look. It's a good look. Sorry for keeping in the background, you guys. I don't have to change my fucking battery. The fuck, one of them's broken and it's setting them all off. Okay. Sorry. That's why I keep trying to mute my shit when I'm not talking. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Chirac, you wanted to say something? And by the way, whoever's calling Chirac, yes, we know she's on here doing a damn face off. Stop calling her. Leave her alone. All right. But Chirac, you still there? You good? Her, she kind of flipping up a little bit. Hold up. Chirac, I'm gonna let you get adjusted and all that. I'm gonna let you get adjusted, all right? Let you get adjusted, and we good. Now on this this card with all of these names, and I guess this same question is to her. Like, is the pressure not only to beat her, but look at the other names? 40, you on the same card as Rum Nitty and Danny and Chilla and so on and so forth. You feel like you don't have any. You don't feel any like, yo, I gotta be the best person on this card.
I feel like I gotta do that. Period, because I gotta put on for my city. I want to make sure I make my boy look good. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know what I'm saying, made me the headline of his card. So that's right. Where the pressure's at. Like, where it's like, hey, why aren't, like, Chilla could have been the fucking headline on his own fucking card. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that level of pressure is there for me, because I'm like, yo, listen, let me make sure, like, but I'm main event mommy. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm, this is what I do. So I get, I'm main event. I'm this is what I do. So that pressure comes from me there. Like, yo, let me make sure that I do what's expected of me. Like, I want to make sure I hold it down. Like I said, make sure the league looks good. Make sure every, you know, make sure it's on that kind of time. Like, I'm not, as far as my male peers and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
I've been on cards with these people before.
You've outperformed some of these people. I wanted you to say I've been on the card with these guys and been better than them before. I wanted you to say that. I'm sorry. Whatever. Damn, 40.
Oh. Like,
hey, Chirac, you still, you good? You there? You got to stare at the ceiling, girl. Hold up. I know she ain't. you good? Cause all right. Chirac, when you good, let us know. Cause I got questions. I still got more questions for you. But she got us looking at the ceiling right now. So salute to her. And then I don't know what Rumble in the Tank is. What does that mean on this card? Because they have the matchups and they have Rumble in the Tank. Doe versus Liquid H2O. And
I do not want to say the wrong thing. I feel like that is similar, like, to the undercard, or like a spar, not a sparring, like a one-up, like a
1SK one kind of
situation.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't want to be wrong, so don't quote me on that.
Okay. Okay.
But I believe that's what it is.
Mm.
I believe that's what it is.
Man, do you feel like because Excel versus Chilla has been a long time coming, you know what I'm saying? And it means a lot. You, about being a part of that holy trinity of Massachusetts battle rap, how do you see that battle, tail of the tape wise, right? While we wait on Chirac.
I don't know.
You don't know. You can't call it.
Okay, so here's what it is, right? So they're both extremely surgical. You know what I mean?
On A game though, who takes the battle on A game from what you've seen?
Whoever's better that night.
All right.
I was gonna edge it to Chilla, but I ain't gonna hold you though. Excel be talking that shit.
He do. And lately he's been talking that shit.
Yeah, Excel be talking that shit. I'm not gonna hold you. I've also seen, like, I feel like the only thing that I feel like Excel, one of the things I felt like Excel always lacked, and I don't even know if I've even had this conversation with him with respect to that. That's my guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's just been like a presence thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm.
I feel like that is no longer an issue. Like, you always knew XL could rap. You always knew he's talking that shit. There's never a question about his pen, his talent, or anything. But it's just like there's something that was, for me, preventing him from ascending, right?
Right.
And I feel like it was his lack of presence, kind of like something that he was not giving to us.
Yeah.
And he's doing that now. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to be better that night. I don't know. I know that they both want it. I know that they both kind of put on.
Yeah.
Chill's from Boston. Excel's from Brockton. It's also that small little rivalry, too. Like, that's even home state shit. Just like she's from Springfield. I'm from Boston. Like, there's a lot of, like, interstate kind of, like, small little rivalry things.
Right.
It really is. Because Springfield and Boston tend to be...
I need to know, because I look, listen, I'm from upstate New York, right? And listen, I, you know how that go. Anything north of, like, Yonkers has, you know, the city is always a little bit of a rivalry, but like Rochester, Buffalo has a little rivalry, and we only like an hour and a half away. This Springfield, Boston thing, give me a little bit of insight. Like, is it one of them things where, like, say if it's a basketball game, the best team from Springfield play the best team from Boston, that game is the game where everybody's on? Like, how does that work out there?
Honestly, every other state, when they hear Mass, they automatically think Boston, number one. Nobody really, like, yeah, they automatically think Boston and shit. So it'd be like shit in jail and shit like that. Mm. When niggas go upstate and shit, they start that, they separate and shit, you know, the Springfield, Boston shit. So I guess it kind of like,
yeah, because they said the Springfield niggas rock more. They be saying the Springfield niggas rock more with the New York niggas in GL. Mm.
Yeah, what happened? That shit breaking.
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you guys see everything? Is it good now?
I can see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So it's like a rivalry, but it's not critical. It's like more friendly within the state type of deal, right? Like that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I don't think it's like no crazy like fuck Springfield. We gonna ride on the yeah. Like,
nah. Oh, right.
They're like 2 hours away. The niggas have real smoke with them unless you be out there or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't. They closer to fucking upstate New York than Boston.
Okay. All right. Fair. Chirac, I wanted to ask you this too, because I asked 40 about this as a veteran, but you know, you look down that card, y'all being the only ladies on it for real, and you see the list of names. Do you feel any sort of like, is your goal to go in there and be one of the best people that day, not just win the battle? Or is that not even a factor in your head?
Damn, I didn't even think there are some heavy hitters on that day.
It's some people. Like, you got Chilla, Rum Nitties, Trez, Danny,
I'm always I'm just trying to be the best me, and I'm just trying to, you know, definitely like put my stamp, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But to try to Rum Nitty, like, do you understand? There's mad people.
Talk to me about it.
Listen, going there trying to be the best person on the card is crazy, but you know, I'm definitely gonna do my thing.
Okay,
you crazy for that.
Okay, but it's like. You know, because when I see cars like this, I'm like, man, I wonder who's going to be the person that day. And I'm not familiar. So this is at the Sonya Live Music Venue, right? 10 mm-hmm. Brookline Street in Cambridge, Mass. For everybody that's in the area. But what is this a big venue, small venue? What are we, you know, what are we talking about in terms of attendance here?
You gotta ask 40.
40? Oh, you are muted. You're muted.
Sorry, I was trying to spare you guys the fucking beeping in the back. So it's in Cambridge. I'm not familiar with that venue. I believe it's a club, though, so I'm not sure, but I believe it's a club. Okay. So a friend of mine asked me about an after party and stuff like that. So,
this will probably be a nice little crowd and all that. Chirac, what's the biggest crowd you battled in front of?
We're coming out.
Biggest crowd that I battled on was the Child Time battle. That was the Chilla shit. That was literally the biggest crowd. So,
okay. And one other thing too. I know y'all both in the shout out to Remy. You know what I mean? Shout out to Remy Ma. Shout out to what she's doing with Chrome. I think it's beautiful and all that. I know you guys are participating in the tournament. I guess I have to ask. Like, does the specter of that, is that kind of looming over the situation here? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you know that you have to go into this gauntlet soon. Has that affected anything? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess as a fan, I'm trying to figure out, like, the motivation for getting this thing not just done, but completed to a high level, knowing that you have that in the background. You know what I'm saying? That's what both of y'all. But 41st, what do you think? You the veteran here.
For me, yeah, I got a lot of shit on my plate. Yeah, and the tournament was.
She got prom night.
I got prom night too, and then I got the tournament the next day.
You got prom night the day after.
Okay. I got a cipher the day before I battle.
Right, and the cipher.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, you got outside.
Right.
So, yeah. So for me, it's just like, huh, I be doing a little much to sometimes, but yeah, nothing is going to falter. They all mean a lot to me, like not even trying to be funny. Right. Uh-huh. So I got my headline in Boston, which I've headlined in Boston. And like I said, respect to the other league that I've battled on before, mm-hmm. not on a card of this magnitude. You get what I'm saying? So This is, and not versus female. I think you're the first female I'm battling at home. Like, I don't think I've ever battled a female at home.
Never. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
I don't think I've ever battled a female at home. I was supposed to battle this chick, but that didn't work out. But I've never battled a woman in Massachusetts. So, you know what I'm saying? This is a first for that, for one. So it means a lot. You know what I'm saying? We're at home. It means a lot. Like I said, Chilla's a close friend of mine, so it's important that, you know, I help him do his thing on his league. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that means a lot. Fucking Prom means a lot too, because you guys know I missed my coffee battle earlier this year. So
facts,
you know, had a redemption from that, even though I'm good with my home league, Queen of the Ring all day, you know what it is, but I still feel a responsibility, a duty to at least, you know, grace the platform this year, since I wasn't able to be in attendance earlier this year.
Right.
And then, so that's super important to me. And then I have the Remy tournament, which is $25,000. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
they're all important to me. You know what I mean? For different reasons. Mm-hmm. One is, you know, home. The other one is a different type of home. And the other one is money, honey.
You're just scratching everything off the bucket list before you get up out of here. That's dope. You got the tournament. You got the headline at the crib with another lady, by the way, who's dope. You know what I'm saying? And then you're doing the Prom joint. Like, you scratching everything off the list. And you know what? I remember when you was saying the R word at one point, that, you know, and I told you, when rappers say retired, I don't believe y'all for like the first time.
But I said after this year. I did say after this year. I said after this year. And I did say too, like, I wasn't going to be one of those people who just did it just to come back in 3 months or whatever. Like, no, I'm not saying I'm never going to battle again. I just am not going to be like this level of outside and like, hey, guess what? I got a back-to-back card. You'll see me like that. I can't guarantee that. You know what I mean? Because I have so many other things and endeavors that I'm working on.
Right.
I'm trying to make my smooth transition out of battle rap. It's not, you know what I'm saying? I've reached my ceiling here. There's nothing else that I can fucking do. These bitches still haven't caught up for me.
Give it on over here. You
get you know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, you gonna work. I ain't giving it. You gonna work for it, but I got you. You gonna work for it. I got you. You know what I'm saying? I had to get this shit out the mud. You hear me? Chinese buses back and forth to New York City. The only bitch from Boston in a room full of New York girls.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I had to get this shit out the motherfucking mud.
Okay.
That means a lot. It all means a lot. All these battles are important for different reasons.
Chirac, I think you're breaking up just a little bit. I think you're trying to say something before. What happened?
Hold on,
okay, I thought she was trying to say something, but she's outside now.
Is light as a feather, stiff as a board.
We can hear you. We can't really see you though. There you go. We see you now. You was trying to say something before? We can see you now. What were you trying to say before?
Oh no! I said perfect.
It's breaking up. Nah,
it broke up. It broke up for us. Yeah. Your Wi-Fi is it's down. Your Wi-Fi is down 01 and going into the second round. So I don't know. You might want to adjust that, and then we can make you right. But 40, this battle right here is gonna be dope. Like I said, this is a good matchup between, you know, who I consider a legend. You know what I mean? And it's good because a lot of legends don't do this. You know what I mean? A lot of legends will not take a battle like this because of the risk involved and because of the magnitude on the card. So I respect you for doing that. And Chirac, Phil, come back up because I need to close out with you. But as far as the other things that you have on your plate, like you said, you've done everything up to this point. So, you know, once you hang the jersey up on the rafters, like, what is 40 going to be doing? What's up?
I'm just keep your fingers crossed for me. If things work out, like, I'll just be on, like, different screens. Not so much. I'm like, I like TV. Like, I just keep your fingers crossed. I just have a lot of things that I'm working on that I have to put on the back burner so I can situate these battles, and then it'll be right back to that business.
Okay. We're going to get back to it. All right. So this is what I want to do. And I see Chirac is pulling back up and stuff. And by the way, and let me get her in here too. By the way, I do need to get like a standalone interview with you, Chirac, just to talk about, you know, everything, because you are dope, you're up and coming and things like that. So I want to definitely do that. So what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna give y'all each the ISO screen. 40, I'm gonna start with you. You talk to the fans, you let them know what time it is, what they should go see, what they should be checking for, how to follow you, all that good stuff. And we're gonna let the show get on the road. All right. So it's on you.
You guys, y'all know who I am. 40 Bars, aka Wiggy Wonder, aka Lights and Feathers, stiff as a board. Okay. Y'all should know if I look like this, I'm super focused, so make sure you guys are ready to see me. I will be in New England October 23rd, that is this Sunday, in Cambridge, Mass. If you need any information, look on my page, look on Chilla's page. I'm pretty sure Chirac's sharing it, everybody. Excel, listen, come fuck with us. We outside, we lit in New England this weekend. Next Saturday, I will be in New York, in Queens. Looking like a million motherfucking bucks at the prom. I'm going to be fucking Fonz up. The next day, me and one of my closest friends will be head-to-head at Remy's Chrome 23 tournament on Sunday. So I'm outside. Y'all look for me. I'm everywhere. I will be in New England for the next week. Get some change. Tap in with me. Not necessarily doing features because I need to focus on these bars. But other work, I'm outside.
No doubt. 40 Bars, appreciate you as always. And Chirac, I'm going to offer you, extend the same courtesy to you as well. You get the ISO, talk to the fans, let them know how to follow you, what they need to know. You know what I'm saying? What's going on for this weekend?
All right. So for...
You breaking up for us. Chirac. Hold on. We can't see you. Well, we can see you, but we can't really hear you if you're talking. Damn. All right, Shy. I don't know what's going on. The Wi-Fi is definitely biased against you. I don't know what that's about, but
Better sis better have more bars than that this weekend.
She will definitely have more bars than the Wi-Fi currently has. All right. So we're not even doing that. All right. So big shout out to Chirac and stuff. She's very talented. You guys, for everybody that's in here, you know, if you guys, because I said it was a lot of smack, who is this nigga type energy. So go watch her and Wild Apache. Go watch
y'all
her.
So mean.
Yeah, you know how this is. Her and Shadow Stacks. Go watch her and C3, of course. Yeah, random. But these
That's
are niggas.
Terrible like, name. That is a bro, terrible name.
We have an epidemic of really bad battle rap names. But I think people do it because the goal of a name, I guess, is to put it into Google and you're the only thing that pops up. That's why names are all over the place right now.
Well, my name's going to be Peter Bartfunkel then. Like, what the
fuck? That'll be a battler tomorrow. All right, let's see if we can get Chirac in again so we can close out with
sorry.
It.
I'm so sorry.
No, you good. Listen, don't worry. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? The Wi-Fi is biased for 40. I get it. But I'm going to give you the ISO. You know what I'm saying? And talk to the people, man. Let them know what time it is.
Anyway, like I was trying to say the first time, it's Chirac. Add me on Instagram, Chirac_DWY. First Lady of DWY, Springfield, Mass. Shit, you already fucking know. You could go on my Facebook. You gonna see me on the Chrome 23 motherfucking tournament for all those who like, who's Chirac? Who's that? Who's that? I'm Chirac, and I gotta get rid of this bitch Caution. So yeah, but until then, October 23rd, I gotta go head to head with the motherfucking 40 Bars. You already know what time it is. Deep motherfucking water, Shark Tank, bitch. There's mad fucking people on that card. Get in tune. Get your tickets. All of that. Get your tickets to that Chrome 23 shit, too. They just dropped today. Feel me? But Iraq, I'm here to stay. Let's fucking go. New England shit.
Yeah. Ladies, I'm looking.
You might as well pop out to prom since you're going to be in New York next weekend, girl. You might as well pop out and network, child.
I know. I'm popping out.
You might as well pop out and
rub. Yeah, you might just look at her. She's like, I'm popping out.
Rub some elbows, child. And how you got to do. Shake hands and kiss babies and all that.
Mix and mingle. That's what it's all about, man. And I see the people dropping the shark emojis. My bad. They dropping the shark emojis in here. Deep waters on deck. 40 bars, Chirac. We got Chilla Jones Excel. Rum Nitty, City Towers. B-Magic Gutter. We got B-Magic on the car. We got Chef Trez, Bricks Belvy, Javelli. Like, it's work, man. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the whole scene. I really appreciate y'all, Sioux Sisters. And stay, like, in y'all notebook. I see 40, you got the loose leaves.
You know me.
You know what I'm saying? So get on y'all work, man. But we I appreciate still, both of you.
I still use paper too. That's crazy.
I can't write on the phone. I gotta write in notebooks. I can't write in the phone.
Yeah.
Make sure that shit.
I know one batter that uses sticky notes, and that's weird. I ain't gonna say who it is, but it's somebody of note who just puts bars on
sticky notes. That is way too much sticky notes.
Yeah, that's some
OTG. Cool. If they had a larger sticky note, like maybe an index size sticky note, I might could do that. But
Yeah. So
I gotta doodle and cross out stuff. I have a whole system.
Won't work for me. Hey, ladies, I appreciate both of y'all for being on here. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely gonna connect. Chirac, we're gonna connect. 40, we're gonna connect and stuff. And best of luck to both of y'all. All right.
See you this weekend.
All right. Salute. That is Chirac and that is 40 bars, man. Salute to both of them sisters, man. If you haven't checked out Chirac's work, go check out her work. There's a reason why 40's in the ring with her. Very, very worthy, dope, up-and-coming New England-based battler. To me, in my opinion, she reminds me of favorably. She compares favorably to a young 40 and a young Couture. Like, with a little bit more aggression in both, you know what I'm saying? Like, but her style, her ability to kind of sell you on the bar, she got a pen, you know what I'm saying? She got stuff to say and she can get to the stuff, you know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate her style. It's always good to see a legend give some in a shot like that, you know what I'm saying? I respect that because that's really what keeps this game going. And as fans, we the ones that keep this game going by supporting that. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say this before we get up out of here, man. There will be a radio show for everybody tomorrow. Y'all be able to tune into the radio show. Shout out to my man Poe. Shout out to Driz as well. Radio show will be on deck for everybody. So make sure y'all tune in. Got some big interviews coming up as well. I will be in Ireland this weekend. So if you're in Ireland, Premier Battles, pull up. My man Death is headlining against Visual as well. And so I'm going to be out there for that. I'll be at the New York events as well with the camera. So don't be shy. Jump in front of the camera and stuff like that, man. And we outside, all right? So y'all be safe. Y'all be good. Drop your emails, your hate mails and stuff. BlackCompassSociety@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter as well, Black Compass BCM, and everything, all of the work will be posted on the iTunes and Spotify and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. They give me the props of the Ireland bag. Yo, listen, passport stamps, man. I'm proud, man. I'm proud of it. This is, for me, this is dope to see, you know, Death be able to do his thing and for me to be a part of it. I've been wanting to go out there to the UK for a while. So, you know, as far as with this battle rap stuff and shout out to Shoddy Hora and Briggsy and everybody for extending the hand to me and to Death as well. So shout out to all of y'all. I'm up out of here. I'm about to go watch basketball. I hope the Lakers losing. Tone Bro, Black Compass Media. We up out of here, y'all. Peace.